Dr. Kildare was produced for syndication in 1949 at WMGM, New York. It was based on the popular Dr. Kildare movies of the late 1930s and early 40s, and brought to the microphone the stars of that series, Lou Ayres and Lionel Barrymore. Ayres played the young, idealistic Dr. James Kildare. Barrymore, ever in character, was the crusty, lovable diagnostician, Dr. Leonard Gillespie. The men worked at Blair General Hospital, one of the great citadels of American medicine, a clump of gray-white buildings planted deep in the heart of New York, where life begins, where life ends, where life goes on. The opening was moderately memorable. Announcer Dick Joy shouting,
"The story of Dr. Kildare.
Whatsoever house I enter, there will I go for the benefit of the sick. Whatsoever things I see or hear concerning the life of men, I will keep silence thereon, counting such things to be held as sacred trusts. I will exercise my art solely for the cure of my patients."
The story of Dr. Kildare, starring Lou Ayres and Lionel Barrymore. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer brought you those famous motion pictures. Now this exciting, heartwarming series is heard on radio.
Kildare really believed that oath. And that's what this series was all about. His battle with hospital administration, stupid patients, and stupid parents made this the Marcus Welby of the 1940s. The chief problem, both for Kildare and the listener, was that Blair Hospital was peopled by too many eccentrics. Gillespie, played to the limit by Barrymore, was enough for any show. But Dr. Carew, head of hospital administration, was a nut of the first order. Nurse Parker was a totally unbelievable old maid. Ted Osborne did what he could with Carew, and Virginia Gregg's fine talent was hopelessly lost in the chattering role of Parker. In the end, Ayres and Barrymore saved this series, providing some solid stories, especially when they ventured into the real world and got away from the dummies at Blair. Writing and directing were done on a freelance basis. Music was by Walter Schumann. Actors contributing to Dr. Kildare included Stacey Harris, Isabel Jewell, Jay Novello, George Ellis, Paul Frees, Raymond Burr, and Jack Webb. Information for this audio clip came from Tune In Yesterday, the ultimate encyclopedia of old-time radio by John Dunning, and your audio series descriptions moderator, Roger Hohenbrink. This audio clip is provided by the Old Time Radio Researcher Group, a group of volunteers dedicated to preserving radio's past. If you would like more information on how you can assist in this, go to www.otterprojectonline.info. Your announcer, Del Alstead.